Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. Here we bring you the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, the search for the next city manager of Columbus has been put on hold. The White House has apologized for a raid at a Georgia battery plant. And as Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene feuds with the president, what do her constituents think?
Marjorie Greene's hitting the nail on the head about not supporting Israel and all them. Support American people instead of different countries. That's where our money should stay.
Today is Thursday, November 20th. I'm Peter Biello, and this is Georgia Today. As the feud between President Donald Trump and Georgia U.S. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene continues, constituents in her Northwest Georgia district are caught in the middle. GPB's Sarah Callis has more.
Greene's district voted for both her and Trump overwhelmingly in 2024. She's on the ballot again in 2026, but Trump has pulled his endorsement of her. Despite this, some of her constituents say their support of Greene is not wavering. Jody May says he feels like she is embracing, quote, America first, more than Trump these days.
Marjorie Greene's hitting the nail on the head about not supporting Israel and all them. Support American people instead of different countries. That's where our money should stay.
Other constituents, like Josh Williams, say while he is not a fan of her voting record in Congress, he respects her declaration of moving past what she's called toxic politics.
The record of her as a politician in this district is pretty poor. And so on the whole, she's still got an F grade from me, even if it's, you know, turning in a 1 millimeter turn in the right direction. It's still an F.
No serious Republican challengers have emerged yet for Greene, and just one Democrat, Sean Harris, says he plans to run against her. For GPB News, I'm Sarah Callis in Rome.
The CEO of Hyundai Motor Group says the White House called him to apologize for the September immigration raid on a battery plant at the company's manufacturing site near Savannah. CEO Jose Munoz spoke at the Bloomberg New Economy Forum in Singapore this week.
I got phone call from the White House apologizing for what happened. They were not aware, they didn't know.
Munoz says the company has had discussions with the federal and state government as well as immigration officials to find solutions for their workers, many of whom fill specialized jobs. He said Hyundai is doubling down on its commitment to its investments in the U.S. Columbus Mayor Skip Henderson says the search for the city's next manager is being put on hold for 3 to 6 months. The process began in March ahead of former city manager Isaiah Hughley's planned retirement and continued even after council fired Hughley in May. Henderson told the city council on Tuesday that the pause will allow time to review salaries across city government to ensure Columbus is competitive. In the meantime, deputy city managers Pam Hodge and Lisa Goodwin will continue sharing the role's duties. A search firm recommended the delay after several finalists were interviewed and one withdrew. DeKalb County commissioners have approved a $45 million expansion plan at the DeKalb Peachtree Airport. New York-based Sky Harbor Group Corporation plans to build 8 aircraft hangars at the airport. The county estimates the contract could bring in more than $500 million in revenue. The plan was approved after years of opposition from a group of residents who say noise and air pollution will increase. Georgia U.S. Senator John Ossoff is calling on the White House to reverse course on tariffs impacting food prices. The Democrats' comments came today as Americans start to think about the Thanksgiving meal.
As folks go out to buy groceries and prepare those family meals for this annual tradition, time to spend together, they're going to be facing much higher costs while at the same time signing up for health insurance that's going to cost them so much more.
The American Farm Bureau's annual report on the cost of a traditional Thanksgiving meal shows a feast for a family of 10 actually decreased by 5% since last year to an average of $55.18 nationwide. The decrease came mostly from a drop in turkey prices, while vegetables and sweet potatoes were the most expensive. A Northeast Georgia police chief has been arrested on charges of using the city's license plate cameras to stalk and harass people. Michael Steffman has been the police chief in Braselton since April. He resigned Wednesday before his arrest became public. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation has charged him with stalking, harassing communications, and misuse of the license plate systems. He was taken to the Jackson County Jail and released on bail. Investigators say the Jackson County Sheriff's Office requested the inquiry months ago. The town manager expressed disappointment over the situation. The GBI didn't immediately respond to an email asking whether the agency knows if Steffman had a lawyer who could respond to the charges. The Georgia Tech Police Department honored a fallen officer yesterday, a 10-year-old German Shepherd named Pepper. GPB's Sophie Gratis has more.
Pepper was a bomb-sniffing security dog who worked for 8 years with the Georgia Tech Police Department. Her owner and handler at work, Sergeant Manuel Blair, describes Pepper as diligent and focused.
And then she's totally different at home. She's calm, she's relaxed. So she was like my child in a sense, but also my best friend, because I spent a lot of time with her. And I spent more time with her than I did my actual family.
As a member of the Georgia Tech K-9 unit, Pepper was honored on campus Wednesday with a procession, a presentation of the U.S. flag, and a traditional last call for fallen peace officers. Pepper leaves behind three other K-9 dogs at Georgia Tech. For GPB News, I'm Sophie Gratis.
A Virginia-based electric infrastructure company plans to expand its manufacturing site in southeast Georgia's Effingham County. Virginia Transformer Corporation said today that its $40 million investment will create 400 new jobs. The company makes large power transformers for industries including utilities and data centers.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
In sports, the Braves have signed Raisel Iglesias for another year. The relief pitcher signed a one-year, $16 million contract. Next year will be his fifth season with the Braves. He converted the 250th save of his career on September 16th against Washington, becoming just the 40th pitcher in history and one of just five active relievers to reach the milestone. The Braves also traded Gold Glove finalist shortstop Nick Allen to the Houston Astros in exchange for infielder Mauricio Dubon. Allen had been stellar defensively but hit only .221 over 135 games last season. Dubon is not a much better hitter, but he has appeared defensively at seven different positions across a seven-year major league career, including 107 games at shortstop and 214 at second base. And that is a wrap on Georgia Today. Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope you'll come back tomorrow, so make sure you subscribe to this podcast and check out gpb.org/news for any updates. If you've got feedback or perhaps a story suggestion, something we should be covering, let us know by email. When you send it to georgiatoday@gpb.org, your message will go to the whole team. Again, that email, georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Peter Biello. Thank you again for listening. We will see you tomorrow.